I might need some. I don't know.
Okay, I'll get
you. Well, thank you, Brother Farrell. Open your Bibles to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7.
Up here, or would you rather have it back there?
Do what?
You want it up here, or would you rather have it back there?
No, I'd be fine.
Okay.
I'm trying to find this. Well, it's always a joy to be here at Island Ford Baptist Church and have fellowship with preachers and also enjoy the good preaching of the Word and the good fellowship we have.
Amen.
I was thinking coming up the road today, you know, this is my part of the country.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was born about down below Paducah in a town called Berkeley. My wife was born in a town called Bardville, 7 miles apart. And we finally met one day, and she asked me to marry her, and I told her I would if she'd not asked me again. If she'd been here, she wouldn't like that. But somebody today asked me, said, how long have you and your wife been married? Is she still living? I said, she's still living. We've been married 63 years.
Amen.
And I'm sure we'll stay together till one of us leaves here, maybe both of us. Maybe we'll leave together. You can't ever tell. But anyway. And I thank the Lord for his good salvation. Thank the Lord for saving me back 1961.
Amen.
Amen. Salvation is the most important thing in life.
Yes, sir.
And I like the old time way.
Right.
The old time salvation. We're living in days of what you call new gospel and a new salvation. But I'm thankful that I'm acquainted with and associated with those that believe in the old time way.
Amen.
And when you come here, you'll hear the old-time way, the old-time preaching. And I appreciate the privilege to be here in the service tonight.
Amen.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and I'm going to read a few verses here. And I can't see as well as I once did, but I still see enough to read. Somebody the other day, I told them, church of the day, I said, I can still read, but I just can't see as well as I used to. But I got me a bold print Bible and got me some bifocals, and I do fairly well every now and then. But if I run up on a word I can't see, I just clear my phone, keep it going. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Let me begin in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine.
Yeah.
Read that verse again. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. I want to preach a little bit tonight on the sayings of Jesus.
Amen.
I read somewhere years ago, I'm thinking, I don't really know whose book it was, so I won't say. But the writer made this statement. He said, listen, Jesus is talking.
Amen.
And so, listen, Jesus is talking.
Amen.
The words of our Lord astonished that crowd because they were authoritative words. They were not the words of a mere man, but our Lord had said before, the words I speak unto you are not my words, but they are the words of my Father which sent me. So our Lord's sayings and our Lord's words astonished that crowd because he spoke with authority and not as the scribes and Pharisees. And by the way, his sayings still astonish people. Bible doctrine still astonishing people.
Yes, sir.
Especially the religious crowd.
Yes, sir.
This crowd here was astonished.
Yeah.
See, they felt like that they were, in other words, I would say it this way, at the top of the ladder as far as being enlightened and knowing all about God and all about the things of God and the doctrines of God. When our Lord preached to them, they would make statements like this: We're not born of fornication.
Right.
In other words, we are Abraham's children.
Yep.
Oh, they loved Abraham, and they talked about Abraham being the father. They said, we obey the writings of Moses. But our Lord said, if you would, hear the writings of Moses and obey them, you'd hear me before he spoke of me. I like what our Lord said to that crowd when they bragged about Abraham. He said, well, you know what? Before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
And then also he reminded them that he was the one that God had sent to the world, and also they need to believe. There's a verse I want to use first of all tonight. It's found in John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 24. Where our Lord said to this crowd, if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Right.
That's what he said. They believed in Abraham. They believed in Moses. Oh, they said, we believe the scripture. But our Lord said, you search the scriptures and you think you have eternal life, and there they testify me.
Right.
And you will not come to me, you might have life. So when you think about that, our Lord said, if you believe not I am he, you will die in your sins. That astonished them.
Yes, sir.
That was strange doctrine. But it was true doctrine.
Yes,
and that truth that our Lord spoke, he made the statement, ye shall know the truth. The truth will make you free.
Amen.
If the truth makes you free, you'll be free indeed.
Amen.
See, that crowd didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They didn't believe that.
Right.
That's why when he is crucified, they walked by and they said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross and we'll believe thee.
Right.
They didn't believe he is the Son of God.
Nope.
But our Lord said to them, if you believe not I am he, you'll die in your sins.
Right.
Now you believe in Abraham, you may believe in Moses, and you may talk about loving the scripture. But unless you believe that I am the Son of God,
yes,
you'll die in your sins.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's still true tonight to this religious world and to this liberal crowd. And that is, you may talk about religion, believe in religion, but unless you believe that Jesus is who he said he is, you'll die in your sins.
Yes.
So our Lord said, if you believe not I'm he, you'll die in your sins. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. They did not believe that he was the Lamb of God. They didn't believe. They didn't believe that. That's why that they said he had a devil. That's why they said he was a Samaritan. And that's why they made the statement that he was a deceiver and wasn't worthy to live. No, they did not believe he is the Lamb of God because they chose Barabbas instead of Jesus when they made that choice. If you believe not I am the Lamb of God that's come to take away the sin of the world, you'll die in your sins.
Yes, sir.
That's still true tonight.
Yes, sir.
It may be astonishing, strange doctrine to some people. And that's why that you and I that are saved and believe the Bible, have old-fashioned salvation, we do not believe that you go your way and I'll go mine. And we'll all get to heaven at the same time. No, we don't believe that. You don't go your way, you don't go my way, you go God's way, and God's way is only one way. And that one way is the blood-bought way, and that way is Calvary, and there is no other way. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's a fountain filled from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners that plumb beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Our Lord said to Egypt or to Israel in the long ago, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Amen.
Oh, they didn't believe he was the Lamb of God, but they said, crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and on our children. And God took them the word.
Amen.
So Jesus said this now. Listen, Jesus is talking. If you believe not I'm he, you shall die in your sins.
Yes, sir.
He said to them, if you do not believe I'm the Son of God, you have no hope for heaven. If you do not believe that I'm the Lamb of God, you'll die in your sins. And I could go on and on and on. Our Lord said to them, if you believe not that I am the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
See, the Jews were kindly prejudiced toward the Gentiles.
Yep.
You know that, don't you?
Yep.
Well, they felt like, you know, if anybody makes it, Lord, surely we will. We're God's chosen people, and we are, in other words, his special people. But see, our Lord came to save all sinners.
Amen.
He came to seek and to save the lost.
That's right.
He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen.
And that crowd didn't feel like they needed repentance. But our Lord said that day when they went to him and said, we want to talk to you about a certain kind of people. In other words, what they've done. Our Lord said, I want to say something to you. Except you repent, you'll die in your sins.
Right. That's right.
Jesus says.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, you'll die in your sins if you don't repent.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to talk about that tonight, but that's been a subject that's been thrown around and some so-called fundamentalists have undermined it, denied it, made light of it, poked fun at it. But you'll repent or perish.
That's right.
Amen.
Our Lord said, except ye repent.
Right.
And that's still Bible doctrine. It's astonishing. It's strange, astonishing to people.
Yep.
They don't like that repentance.
Right.
They don't like that doctrine.
Yeah.
And I'll not deal with that, but that first verse in John chapter 8 and verse 24, if you believe not I'm he, you will die in your sins. Jesus is talking.
Amen.
The next verse I want us to notice is found in Luke chapter 9, verse 26, where our Lord said, he is ashamed of me and my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of him. In the judgment. And those are the words of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
If you be ashamed of me and my words. You can't separate the Lord Jesus from his word.
Right.
Oh, I see people all the time, half through these years, and they religious, and they, in other words, even run around with sayings on their clothes, Jesus is Lord. But I look at their clothes, I find out he's not their Lord. If he is their Lord, they'd dress up.
Right.
If he is their Lord, they'd cover up.
Right.
And they run around talking about, in other words, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Well, they put bumper stickers out and everything else. They're not ashamed of him, but the way they live will prove they are.
Right.
Our Lord said, if you be ashamed of me and my words in this sinful and adulterous generation, I am going to be ashamed of you.
Right.
You know, one of the things our Lord said to his people, let your light so shine that men might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yes, sir.
And that's why the Lord left us here.
Right.
And that is for our light to shine.
Yes, sir.
In other words, we are a shining light in a dark world.
Yes, sir.
Our Lord said, while I was here, I was the light of the world, but since I'll be leaving, you'll be the light of the world. And Paul said that we are children of light and not children of darkness.
Right.
So our Lord said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yep.
Now that doctrine astonishes people.
Right.
You mean to tell me that I can't go to heaven just because in other words, don't obey the Bible. Don't try to obey what the truth says. Now, our Lord said this. He said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto a wise man.
That's right.
That built his house upon a rock. But he said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand.
Yes,
now, notice what that scripture says. The Bible said the rains descended, the floods came and beat up on that house on the rock, but it didn't fall.
Right.
The same rain,
yep.
The same flood,
right.
Same wind,
yep.
Blew up on that house on the rock and it stood. But it blew up on that house on the sand and it fell.
Right.
There are two kinds of people in our world. There are those that are wise and those that are foolish.
Right.
Now, man may think he's wise because he's graduated from the universities and colleges and have DDs and PhDs and LLDs.
Yeah.
But if he's not saved and believes not that Jesus is the Savior and therefore is ashamed of him, he's a foolish man.
Right.
Now, he may be wise in the eyes of the world. Folks may recognize him as great and renowned, but our Lord said, you're foolish.
Right.
Yeah. But a man may not even have a high school or, in other words, education. A man up yonder somewhere that we don't even know about, will not know about until we get to heaven, may not even be able to read much. But if he's saved and building up on that rock, because he heard the sayings of Jesus, and believed those sayings and obeyed those sayings and trusted Jesus and is not ashamed. He's a wise man.
Amen.
He's a wise man.
That's right.
There are a lot of people in our world that are foolish. Mm-hmm. But thank God there are some that are wise.
That's right.
So the first verse tells us that our Lord said to that crowd, now listen, you talk about believing in Abraham, talk about believing in Moses, talk about believing in the Scripture, but if you believe not, I'm he. You're going to die in your sins.
Right.
I don't care how much you believe in Abraham, how much you believe in Moses. I don't care how much you talk about you believe the Scripture. But he said, search them and they testify of me. And you'll not come to me, you'll have might have life.
Right.
And so he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to say a few more words and I'll be through. In the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 11, the Apostle Paul, by the same Spirit our Lord spoke. And by the way, that's true.
That is right.
Our Lord was speaking with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Paul, same, spoke with the Holy Spirit. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 11, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
Now that's strange doctrine. And that's astonishing to some people.
Yeah.
That whosoever.
Yeah.
Well, they say some folks got saved and loves Jesus. Loves Jesus, and therefore, boy, they're bold about loving the Lord and bold. But, you know, some folks get saved and don't ever tell it.
Mm.
Now, where'd you read that in the Bible?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Brother Shepherd here a while back, that meeting we was in up in Virginia.
Yeah.
That pastor made a statement that I had never thought very much about, but it's true. He said, this crowd talking about people getting saved, you got to disciple them. Well,
yeah.
I know where he was going. Now, you do go in grace.
Sure.
But listen, when you get born again, you don't need to be a disciple for 6 months to know what's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove that from the Bible.
Yeah.
I want to give you the proof from the Word of God that those that believe in Jesus are not ashamed, and it's evident in their life that they have been with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul said, if you believe in him, you'll not be ashamed.
Amen.
Right.
I want to give you a few, it's good to state in the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that in John's Gospel, chapter 9, remember those? So, I mean, I'm not going to give you anything new. I don't know anything new. I don't have anything original. In other words, I just give you syrupy, pure minds for your remembrance.
Amen.
Remember John chapter 9? That little boy was born blind.
Yeah.
And our Lord anointed his eyes and sent him, and he washed in the pool, and the Bible said, received his sight.
Amen.
Now notice what the Bible says about it. He wasn't ashamed. Well, they said, no, that fellow's bound to be a sinner. He said, well, I don't know a whole lot about him. And I don't know if he's a sinner or not, but one thing I do know, I was blind and now I see.
Amen.
And he wasn't ashamed, but his parents were ashamed.
Right.
That's right.
Mom and Daddy had religion. They thought more of the temple and membership in the temple than they did standing for their son and testifying. We are so thankful and grateful that he sees again, or sees for the first time in his life.
Oh, yes.
But you know something? Our Lord wasn't ashamed of him.
That's right.
The Bible said our Lord met him in the temple, and the Lord said to him, in other words, gave him some encouraging words.
Yep.
Our Lord will not be ashamed of us if we're not ashamed of him.
Amen.
Think about what I'm talking about.
Amen. That's good.
There's another scripture in the Bible where the Bible tells us that. John chapter 4. Remember that story about that Samaritan woman? I like that passage where the Bible said, Jesus said, I must need go through Samaria.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say, I don't know which way I'm going today. I don't know what direction I'll take, but he said, you know what? I must need go through Samaria.
Amen.
Off limits for a Jew.
Yeah.
No fellowship with the Samaritans.
Yep.
But our Lord knew there'd be a woman coming out of Samaria.
Amen.
That needed Jesus.
Right.
And as he made his journey, the Bible tells us he sat up on Jacob's well, and as he sat there, this woman came out to draw water, and our Lord said, give me a drink.
Yes.
She said, a Jew asking a Samaritan for a drink, that's not customary. But our Lord said, if you knew who was who asked you for a drink, you'd ask him to give you living water.
That's right.
Had a good conversation. See, our Lord brought her right down where she needs to be brought to. He didn't evade the issues. He
right.
didn't say, I'm afraid I'm going to offend her if I bring up her sin.
Right.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes,
this Joel Osteen crowd and this crowd, my friends, right. afraid they're going to offend people.
Yes.
Our Lord was not afraid he was going to offend her.
Yes.
He brought her face to face with her sin.
Yes. Right.
And a person will never be saved until they're brought face to face with their low down, guilty,
yes.
dirty, rotten unbelief.
Amen.
Our Lord said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you said that right.
Yeah.
You've had five, and now the man you shacked up with is not your husband.
Yeah.
Now that's a strange doctrine to Hollywood.
Yeah.
That astonishes that modern Hollywood crowd.
Yeah.
They think it's all right. In other words, a shack up. And have you ever noticed that crowd when they have a child? In other words, the news media and the world puts them on a pinnacle and makes it like, in other words, that child born out of fornication, in other words, is a prince.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so, they had a child, wonderful.
Yeah.
You hearing me?
Right.
Jesus is talking. She got a drink.
Amen.
Of living water.
Yes, sir.
A well of water.
Yeah.
Springing up to everlasting
yes.
life.
Amen.
Could I say a little bit of something about that water of life? Our Lord said right in the Bible, I am the water of life. He that drank this water shall never thirst again.
That's right.
And that's
Amen.
True.
Yes, sir.
Once you get a drink of that living water and you're saved by the grace of God, you'll never want to be saved again.
That's right.
I've heard people say, I got saved and it felt so good. I want to be saved all over again. I wouldn't. See, before you converted, you got condemnation.
Right.
Before you converted, you're guilty.
Right.
Before you converted, you kind of got some fear of going to hell. I don't want to go through that again.
No, sir. Right.
And I won't have to go through. I won't go through with it again. I got me a drink of living water, and therefore I'll never thirst again.
Yeah.
Now, I may thirst after a hunger and thirst after righteousness, but I won't ever hunger for that water of life.
Amen.
It satisfied my thirst.
Amen.
I am the bread from heaven. He that eat this bread shall never hunger.
Amen.
Now that's strange doctrine, this modern generation.
Right.
See, you can get saved on Sunday morning, never come back, stay out of church for a year.
Yeah.
Then later on, come down on Mama's Day,
yep.
Father's Day,
yeah.
trot down the aisle and say, I got saved 10 years ago, but I want to make Jesus Lord. That's not in your Bible. You don't make him Lord, he is Lord.
Yes.
And I told him a little while back, I said, Sunday is not Mama's day and Daddy's day, it's the Lord's day.
Amen.
You ever notice how people, in other words, pick Sunday from Mama's day and Daddy's day? Now, there's not anything wrong with honoring Mom and Daddy, I'm not against that.
Sure.
But you ever notice people? In other words, I had a lady here a while back, came to church on Father's Day, hadn't been in years and hadn't been back.
Yeah.
She didn't come to honor Jesus.
Nope.
She came to honor Daddy.
Uh-huh.
We don't go to church to honor Mom and Daddy. We go to church to honor Jesus.
Amen.
Sunday's the Lord's day all day long.
Amen.
and doesn't belong to anybody else. Okay. We thought them shirt that might help some of us.
Amen.
But she wasn't ashamed now. The Bible said she left her pot and went into the city saying, "Come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ?"
Amen.
I read one of the modern translations where they said, she said, "Could this not be the Christ?"
Oh, no.
No, that's not what it says.
No.
She knew he was the Christ.
That's right.
Her doctrine did astonish her.
Yeah.
She said, "You knew all about me. We just met.
Yeah.
How did you know I had five husbands?"
Amen.
She said, "He told me all things ever I did."
Yep.
Is not this the Christ?
Amen.
That's our Savior. That's our Lord. He does know all things.
Yes, he does.
Amen. And you can't inform him. No, no, he knows everything.
Amen.
I'll be through this in a moment. I know I could preach a long time on this. The proof of not being ashamed. That man in John 9 was not ashamed.
Right.
That woman in John 4 was not ashamed. And some of my favorite scriptures is Mark 5 and Luke 8.
Oh, yeah.
This old boy's in a graveyard, and he's been there, and he's naked, and he's fighting and cussing and meeting his family. And they said, "We've got to do something with this fella."
Yeah.
"We're going to have to tame him. We're going to have to get him in rehab." But they put chains and fetters on him, but the Bible said he'd just break away, and the Word said no man could tame him.
Right.
But there was a man that did.
Amen.
And that man was the Son of God.
Amen.
And that man was the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And that man was the Savior of all men, and he walked in that graveyard, and the Bible said he cast the devils out of him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Is there any evidence that he really got the devils cast out of him?
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
When they came out there, the Bible said he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind.
Right.
Sitting, not running, not wild, tame, settled down.
Right.
And he's got clothes on.
Amen.
And he didn't need a 6-month study course to find out it's wrong to go naked.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Well, I got saved, but I didn't know it was wrong to wear those short shorts. I got saved, and I didn't know it was wrong, in other words, to go out there and pull off half of my clothes.
Come on now.
And I found out a year later, finally somebody told me I shouldn't be doing that. Well, that old boy sitting at the feet of Jesus, didn't anybody tell him to put on clothes? He just put his clothes on. You know what it does, salvation does? It'll make you decent in society.
Amen.
Praise God, I know that to be true.
That is right.
I know that to be true. If there's not an after or before and an after in salvation, then there is no salvation.
Right.
He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind.
Amen.
Another thing about him, he had a desire to be with Jesus.
Right.
He wasn't ashamed.
Right.
He wanted to go with him. Our Lord said, "You can't go with me. I'll tell you what you can do right now. You go for me."
Right.
He didn't say, "Now wait a minute, I want to go with you." No, you know what he did? The Bible said he went and published.
Right.
Throughout all Decapolis. What great things the Lord had done for him.
Amen.
And notice, and all men did marvel.
Amen.
Didn't say all men got saved, but all men did marvel.
Right.
Have you seen one lately that the people marveled at in salvation?
Right.
I remember years ago, boy, when people got saved by the grace of God, other words, folks in the church would say, "Boy, I'll tell you one thing, you can see a change in him, you can see a change in her."
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But nowadays, they walk the aisle on Sunday morning to make a profession, other words, maybe get in the baptistry, may not, and then they just always, feel like they always was, no evidence whatsoever. And I'm not judging, I'm preaching.
Right. Amen.
I hope you know the difference in judging and preaching. These are the sayings of Jesus. And then that crowd would say, "Judge not, lest ye be judged."
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You remember old Zacchaeus, the little fellow, little stature?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know. I know one thing. Somewhere along the way, as he's collecting taxes, he heard of Jesus.
Right.
Because the Bible said he heard of him.
Right.
As he heard of him, faith does come by hearing, hearing by the word. He wanted to see Jesus.
That's right.
Now here he is, little stature, great multitude of people, and the Lord's coming through Jericho. But you know what? He not only desired to see him, he's determined to see him.
Yes, sir.
And he climbed up in that sycamore tree, and our Lord knew exactly where he was.
Yes, sir.
And who he was. Jim, the Lord knows where you are.
Amen.
And the Lord knows who you are.
Right. Oh, yes.
And the Lord looked up and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Somebody said, did Zacchaeus get saved in the tree or out of the tree? What difference does it make?
Amen.
When he hit the ground, he called Jesus Lord.
Amen.
And also, he was concerned about the poor.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And another thing, he said, I'll obey the law. If I've wronged any man, I'll pay him fourfold.
Right.
And I'll sell half of my good, take half of my good and give them to the poor.
Yep.
Yep. Right.
I think there's a little proof of salvation, don't you?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you believe not of me, you'll die in your sins.
Yep.
Whosoever be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of him. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
I'll give you this when I'm through. Old Saul of Tarsus, remember him?
Yeah.
Old Saul was something. Now he's religious, educated, respected, sat at the feet of one of the greatest teachers of his day. But he hated Jesus.
Yes,
and he hated the church.
Yeah.
And he persecuted the church. Murdered saints.
Yep.
But one day, God so fixed it that he got to hear an old fellow by the name of Stephen. And by the way, Stephen was given the scripture.
Yep.
Oh, Stephen was a Bible preacher.
Yes, sir, he was.
I mean, he began over there, and I'm talking about came down through, the Old Testament. And when he got through, he was preaching Jesus.
Yes,
and they stoned him.
Yep.
But as they stoned him, the Bible said that he looked up and said, as he saw the Lord standing at the right hand of the Father, and the Bible tells us that he said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. Saul of Tarsus never got away from that.
That's right.
He testified to that fact more than once.
Yes, sir.
But you know what happened to him? Notice now, when he got converted, I like that converted.
Amen.
That's strange doctrine. Convert. Converted. But when he got saved, got converted, he never again persecuted the church.
Amen.
Never again killed a Christian.
Right.
Went straightway preaching Jesus.
Amen.
And then he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
Amen.
He wasn't ashamed.
That's right.
And then he said to that young preacher, Timothy, don't be ashamed of me as prisoner.
Right.
Don't you be ashamed.
Amen,
Paul's in prison. I like old Paul.
Yes, sir.
He's in prison, but he's not defeated. He's not depressed. He's not discouraged.
Yes, sir.
So he writes back to this young preacher and says, I want to tell you something now. I know where you are. I've been there in Ephesus. I followed the wild beasts of Ephesus. And by the way, I like what he said. When he said to Timothy, when he's writing to him. And by the way, folks don't like to say this. But he said, Timothy, there's a man in your town you want to keep your eye on.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong telling a young preacher that.
Right.
If he goes to a church or community and you know there's a devil there that's mistreated you and mistreated your family, in other words, against the church and against God, tell him about it.
Right.
Paul did.
Yes, sir.
Paul said, there's a fellow in your town by the name of Alexander the silversmith, and he did me much evil. You watch him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And he said, you just keep on preaching the word, being in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Jesus is talking.
Amen.
So when you open this old King James Bible to the Gospels or anywhere, always remember this. They're not, it's not the words of men.
No.
That's the very word of God.
Amen.
And you better not take it lightly.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Shepherd. Thank you.